We have a table here at the front of the room, and it's not just a piece of decoration. It actually is a table for a meal. And we are enacting this morning, and as we do every week, we are enacting a meal. A meal together. At this meal, Jesus is the one who has set up this table and who has served this table. And Jesus is also spiritually sitting at this table, present at this meal. There's food. There's a server, Christ. Who else is at this table? There are sinners. There are sinners sitting at this table with Jesus Christ. I want you this morning to remember and let sink in one of the names, one of the things that they called Jesus. He was called the friend of sinners. He wanted to be known that way. And that means to be qualified to sit at this table, you've got to sense that you're not qualified to sit at this table. The self-righteous people hated seeing Jesus eat and drink with sinners. The self-loathing people, the sinners, they could scarcely believe that Jesus would eat and drink with sinners, but he did, and he continues to do so today. This is a table for friends of Jesus, sinners who know I need Jesus, fools who know I need Jesus, losers who know that they need Jesus, low people who know that they've got nothing else but Jesus. It's a table for women, the sinful, notorious woman who wept and washed his feet with her hair, the woman who was caught in bed in the act of adultery, the five-time divorcee who was living with her sixth. It's a table for swindlers, Zacchaeus. It's a table for those who have hurt the people of God, Saul, who became Paul. It's a table for those who have publicly shamed themselves, Peter, the rock, who seemed anything but stable. Jesus sets this table for his friends, sinners, all of us. So in this meal, we take bread, and that tells us that Jesus is the man, the human, who never sinned, and yet he befriended sinners. And in this meal, we take wine, and that tells us that Jesus paid the bill for this very expensive meal in order to serve sinners. And so when you take this supper, you're saying this: I don't deserve to be here, but I have a friend at this table, and I have a friend who brought me to this table and paid for this meal and paid for me to have a seat at this table. I'm here on his name. Jesus arranged this new Passover meal, and he said to do this in remembrance of him. And he said he will feed us. He will feed the new life that was planted and has begun to grow in all of us as we do this. So if you have come to know God the Father through the work of Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit has started something in your heart, and you're a member in good standing of a gospel-believing church, we invite you to come and to take this supper. If you are here and you're just checking out Christianity, you're wondering what is going on with this, we are very glad that you're here with us. We invite you to stay, sit back, take it all in, but don't take the meal. The meal is for people who are in covenant with Christ. But stay. Ask questions about it. We would love to tell you more about it. Now, let's pray together. Lord Jesus, we pray that you would make these things real to us. Feed us in the bread. Nourish us in the wine. Be lifted up in what we are doing. And Lord, we also pray in the supper we would remember that you will come again to us. But come to us in this meal today, this morning. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.